This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Which one reminds you of your dad the most?
Oh, that one's easy. Desperate. The original writing of it, the words are almost exactly some of the things he said to me. And, you know, when I was taking care of him. And so that one would be the one that reminds me the most of my father.
That's musician Mike Adams and his song, Desperate. The song is being performed by Stray Local here, one of 27 musicians or groups who recorded music that Mike wrote while he cared for his father, Samuel Adams.
In 1998, I started taking care of my dad, and he had just gotten older than he'd ever been, and so he needed someone there, so I quit working and started taking care of him. And during that time, I had not played any music or anything since I was in my 20s because, you know, you give that up when the babies come and you go to work. And so I started playing music again, and then I started writing songs. And during that time, I mean, some of them, like, are really meaningful about certain things, and some of them are, like, just ditties. I mean, you know, I just wrote songs. I mean, they don't all have this super deep, dark meaning or anything like that. I mean, some of them I just like the sound of, or I like the way the words were in succession or something, you know. But so I wrote the songs while I was taking care of my dad. Well, then when my dad passed away, sometime after, I had this dream about taking, like, I don't know, 10 of the songs and, you know, getting some friends of mine that were really better. I'm not a great musician. I don't actually have the prowess to play really well. I mean, I play okay.
So Mike wanted to get other bands to play the music he wrote. He decided to record the songs to share with potential performers.
I went to Woody Dobson, who plays drums for the Port City. I went to Woody Dobson's house to record them, and I got to the 10th song, and I said, okay, that's it, Woody. And he goes, well, what about the one about, you know, the climbing the ladder? What about the one about the being in the ocean? And I just kept singing, and then I ended up with 27. And so then I foolishly thought, well, I'll just get 27 bands to record these songs. And it took 4.5 years to get to here, but yeah. And so that was it.
The CD is called Belly Full of Songs, and most of the performers are coming together at the Brooklyn Arts Center Annex to perform live. This includes Stray Local, Catesby Jones, Jeff Reed, Al DeMarco, Laura McLean, Susan Savia, and many more, including an unexpected group. Here's Mike's wife, Stephanie.
Stephanie, which one is your favorite song?
You can have one if you want.
Well, I know there's one that's kind of about me.
Yes.
And it's done by the girls' choir. She's an angel.
Yep.
Guardian.
Yep. Guardian angel.
That's about it.
And I have to say that. And they're going to be first on the program because the girls have to go to school the next day. So they are all coming. 35 of them are coming.
Mm-hmm. Mike and Stephanie Adams. The performance of Mike's music is next Thursday, February 22nd, at the BAC Annex. The concert is free, but donations are accepted. All donations go to Mike's dad's favorite organization, the Good Shepherd Center, and Mike's favorite, Nourish NC. Find details at whqr.org.